40 Days in the Old Testament, God's Design for Marital Love. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its passion as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it. If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Written by King Solomon, this book is simply about love and marriage. It provides a type of poetry from Solomon that is both frank and picturesque. During the week-long celebration of a typical Jewish wedding, the bride and groom are treated like royalty, and this book acts as a guide. During the Shabbat of Passover week, it is customary to read the Song of Solomon, that is also called the Love Song. The connection is that Passover marks the time when romance officially begins between God's people and Yahweh himself. Some interpret this book as an allegory of the relationship between God and his people. But aside from the allegory, there is clear teaching about romantic married love in this poem. We see three stages in the writing: the courtship, the consummation, and then the celebration. The description here of the marital union contains some of the most beautiful words written regarding the fullness of love between a husband and a wife. And since the Lord God invented marriage in Genesis, there's no reason to become ascetic or shun the way he made us and the joy he built in the relationship of the husband and wife. A key takeaway is this: I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, from chapter 6, verse 3, something both husband and wife should love to say about one another. My prayer: Lord, thank you for your design of marriage. Help everyone married reading this to grow closer to their mates as you designed it. Amen.